Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Wow in the world!
It's Wee Wow Week.
Hey, Bowsers!
Happy Earth Week, and welcome to our Wee Wow Planetarium, where we're celebrating this here planet Earth by,
16,117.
Kairos, what are you doing?
Can't you see I'm counting? 16,117.
Yeah, I can see that. What are you counting?
Well, I'm counting endangered species, Mindy. Did you know that there are more than 16,000 endangered species of animals on the planet?
Whoa, that's a lot.
And any of these animals could become extinct. We have to help them.
Oh, right, yes. And learning about issues like this is exactly what Earth Day is all about.
But 16,000 is so many. How do we help all of them?
Okay, you need to calm down, close your eyes, take a deep breath, remember your happy place.
I am calm. I am at peace. I am floating on a bed of recycled newspaper in a new library, eating kale chips and radish slices.
Here you go. You feeling better?
Yeah, a little, but I still don't know how to help all those animals.
Well, you can sort of help all of them by helping one of them.
Just one?
Sure. The most important thing is that you take action. You can't solve every problem, Guy Raz, but if you fix the things that you can fix, we all come out ahead.
So where do we start?
Well, we're learning about Earth Week this week by checking out the How to Be an Earthling podcast. And the next episode is all about butterflies. And you know what butterflies love?
Milkweed?
Yeah. Milkweed is one of the main food sources for the monarch butterfly, and it's disappearing, so we are going to plant some right outside.
Okay, it sounds great. I guess it's gardening time.
Now, you're going to need a few household items like cardboard, an egg carton, some scissors, and some plastic wrap.
And, of course, you'll need milkweed seeds and some seed starting soil.
Oh, right, those are super important. What you're going to do is put some soil and seeds into each cup of this egg carton, wrap it loosely in some plastic wrap, and wait for them to sprout.
Well, that's the general process, but there are a few more really important steps involved.
Oh, right, like watering the plants and putting them in sunlight?
Yeah, and your grown-ups can get step-by-step instructions at tinkercast.com/weewow.
So be sure to check those out before you start. And in a few weeks, you will have your own milkweed seedlings that can be replanted in a pot or garden for butterflies to enjoy.
I think we still have some more work to do here, so while we're doing that, you are going to head back out to space for more of Flippin' Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling.
Ooh! There we go.
Oh, hi, Mosey.
Hey there, Flip. Wait a minute. There's something different about you.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is. You're wearing star blockers.
On Earth, they call them sunglasses. But yes, I am. They are very popular with the two-legged earthlings.
Ooh, let me see what these star blockers would look like on my big face.
Mosey, no, don't.
Let me... I'm right back, Flip. What in the noogle do we have here?
Krasnitz! I did not want you to see this, Mosey!
Flip! Are you growing a new eye?
Yes, and it is a source of great embarrassment for me.
Why? It's such a cute little baby one. Look, it can't even blink yet. It just sits there staring off into space like a little googly eye or something. Hey, little guy, look up here at your Uncle Mosey, who's a cute little baby eyeball.
Would you please stop making baby talk at my eyeball?
Can it wink? Make it wink.
You are not helping.
Spaceship hit a rock.
Spaceship hit a rock.
We crashed down on the nearest planet and waited for a tow truck. It would only take 3,000 years, so we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Yeah. Come on!
No!
Just one more time!
No!
Oh, come on! I just want to see it one more time, please!
Fine. But this is the last time I'm taking the sunglasses off.
Oh, it's so cute! Look at the little guy. I think I'm going to name it Ivan. Or maybe Ivy. No, Iris! Yes!
This is awkward and highly uncomfortable.
Why?
Everyone will be staring at me.
So? I mean, well, technically they'll be looking at Iris, but why is that bad?
Because it feels strange and different and new. I know this is a natural part of the maturing process. My elders told me that as my body changes and grows, I may add appendages or optical access points, but...
You might grow another butt?
I was going to say, it's normal.
So, what's the problem?
It does not feel normal. I dislike change. And we have to cover the monarch butterfly migration today.
Oh, was that today?
Yes. And all of the Earthlings will be staring at my strange baby eyeball.
Oh, no, they won't. You can barely notice it.
Really?
Yes, really. I mean, your giant nose and scales pretty much distract from your eyes anyway, so...
Wait. You think I have a giant nose?
I meant giant, like, compared to your tiny little eye. Krasnitz, look at the time. We better get down to Earth. We don't want to be late to that King Butter Festival.
It's a monarch butterfly migration.
Yes, it is. And you are going to report the Krasnitz out of it.
I do not want to go.
What?
I want to go back to bed and just wait until my body stops being strange.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be honest with you here, Flipsy. I don't think we have that kind of time.
Then you can go without me.
Well, I mean, I could, I guess. I mean, I could totally go solo and interview the Moloch Bitterfleas by myself.
Ugh, they are monarch butterflies.
Exactly. And they only do this navigation thing once a year, right?
It's called a migration.
Even more reason for you not to miss it. You don't need a new baby eyeball to see how cool that's gonna be, am I right? Oh, Flip. I'm not being poetic. I'm really so sympathetic, but honey, the only thing normal in life is changes. But you're gonna make it. The flip, I know she can take it. It's the way it works. The moment you're safe, that's the moment the winds will change. Ponder this a moment. There is one component that every planet that we've been on has the same. It's change. Yeah, it's super nice. Like riding those two-wheel centrifugal devices.
You mean a bicycle?
To not fall, you have to move forward. And all I'm saying is right now, there's an opportunity, a brand new lens to which to see. Oh, let me lay it right down. Your brand new eye will just give you a brand new view.
Mosey, I would think that you knew me a little better by now.
Oh, Flip, I have faith in you.
I'm not sure you get it. I like things consistent. Don't like much when things are different. Change is something that I try to avoid when I can. When things are as expected, it makes me feel protected. You can tell that I do well when I know how to go. It keeps me from freaking out.
All I'm saying is right now, there's an opportunity to change the way you get to see.
Literally. Oh, see, that makes me uptight now.
Flip your brand new eye, will just give you a brand.
Glasses off.
I can live with that.
Flip and Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
Okay, here we are, right in the big field in the... Where are we again?
We are on the Earth continent of North America in the southern part of a country known as Canada.
Indeed we are, Flip. Indeed we are. Ready to cover the monster button fling ignition.
Monarch butterfly migration.
Exactly.
And I am just a normal, average, everyday extraterrestrial who just happens to enjoy dark glasses.
Okay.
Nothing to see here. No need for anyone to look at my eyes or face. At all.
Flip, there's nobody here. It's just... Wait a second. This field is full of tiny earthlings with colorful wings. These must be the butterflies.
It's butter, not batter. They're called butterflies.
Really? They don't taste like butter at all.
Mosey! Do not eat the butterflies! Spit her out!
Ugh. Sorry about that, little friend. I thought you were someone else.
Seriously? You're just gonna walk up and eat me? Who does that?
We apologize. We are not from around here.
Oh, you don't say. Well, tell your friend he needs a tic-tac or something. Nice sunglasses, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
We're here for the Big Mono Arched Butterfly Migrant Festival.
Nope, but you were so close that time.
Can you tell us when the festivities begin? And will there be refreshments? Because I have a weird leftover taste in my mouth.
Well, you want to go check with Coach. He's over there.
Where?
Fourth milkweed down on the left. He's the one with the orange-spotted wings.
Thank you. They all have orange-spotted wings.
I know. I think it's this one over here. Excuse me. Are you Coach?
Who's asking?
My name is Flip, and this is my colleague, Mosey.
Hello!
And we're making an interstellar travel guide called How to Be an Earthling. Would you be willing to answer a few questions for us?
Maybe. What's this all about? This isn't about that thing with the mothballs, is it? I mean, we all do silly things when we're young. I was just a caterpillar.
No, it's nothing like that.
We're here for the... Monarch Butterfly My Grandmother. Migration! I mean the migration!
Oh, great! Yeah, we're gonna get started in a little bit. We just have a little bit of a delay. Oh, yeah, I like your sunglasses, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Where I'm from, we call them star blockers.
Hey, no flaring! We stay in formation until I say go. I haven't started it. Sorry, we're all just a little anxious to get going.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Donna, she's still a pupa.
A pupa? You mean like that little dot in the middle of Flip's eye? Ow! What?
I think that's actually pupil. A pupa is one of our life stages. It's when we go into a chrysalis as a caterpillar, come out as a monarch butterfly.
That seems very extreme.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you used to be a caterpillar?
Yeah, exactly.
A caterpillar? Fuzzy little worm-like guy with lots of legs?
I'm not sure I'd say worm-like, but yeah.
Whoa. Are you getting this? This is unbelievable.
Actually, it's completely believable. That's the life cycle of a butterfly. You begin as an adorable baby larva, and then you become a caterpillar. And then one day, for no particular reason, you find a nice branch, stretch out upside down, shed your skin and wrap yourself up in a chrysalis. That's the way it goes.
So, do you have any idea when Donna will come out of that thing?
Hard to say. Should be pretty soon now, but you know, everybody's different. We all grow and change in our own time. Like you, with that little eye.
What? What little eye? I'm certainly not growing any new organic ocular inputs or anything.
Come on. Those shades aren't fooling anybody. You got like 15 eyes or whatever, but I know a newbie when I see one.
Isn't it just the cutest thing?
I am so embarrassed.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. Growing and changing is part of life. You probably can't tell, but one of my wings is actually a little smaller than the other.
No.
Really?
I kid you not. It's hard to tell, but I notice it every day.
Do you ever get embarrassed about it?
Not anymore, usually. Maybe when we're flying in a big group, or when we first get down to Mexico.
Where?
Mexico, baby! That's where this migration train is headed. We go all the way from Canada to Mexico.
According to my calculations, that is about 3,000 miles!
Yep! Practically non-stop.
So, how do you know where you're going?
What model navigation system do you use?
Hey, Phil! Maria! Come on over here. Let's give these guys the lowdown. The summer up north is exquisite. The breeze blows the milkweed to and fro. And when we feel the chill start to creep in, we know that it's time for us to go, go, go. From Canada
Wait. So you're migrating to a place you've never even seen?
Yeah, we are. I don't need to see it to know it. It's what I was born to do.
Kind of like you and napping, Mosey.
Yeah. Wait, what?
My parents and my grandparents came all the way here from Mexico just so I could grow up on some good Canadian milkweed. Now, I return home. It's what I was born to do.
Ooh, are your parents going too?
Yes, we would very much love to interview your maternal or paternal unit.
Oh, they didn't make it.
Come again?
Yeah, they spent their whole lives on that journey.
Their entire lives?
Yeah, best 4 weeks of their lives. Only 4 weeks of their lives, actually.
Aww.
But you know, at least they live on in our mission. And in the knowledge that I'll live to a ripe old age of at least 8 months before it's my time to go.
I gotta say, I feel it too. You know, I'm ready to see some butters flying around here. Hey, Donna, you think you can speed things up in there?
Mosey!
I'm sorry, I'm just getting a little bored. I don't like all this waiting around. Doesn't it bother you?
Nah, it's part of the butterfly gig. We're always changing and growing. Larva, then caterpillar, then chrysalis. It might sound busy, but really, these kinds of changes happen so slowly, you can hardly see them until they're done.
Well, I hope it's worth the wait.
Oh, are you kidding me? Being a butterfly is great. Check it out. I got translucent wings.
Really?
Yeah, look, you can kind of see through them.
If you take off your star blockers...
I can see fine, Mosey. Thank you very much.
We don't have any natural predators. Animals never eat monarch butterflies because they get sick if they do. And get this, I taste food with my feet. Is that cool or what?
Wow, I would be so down with that. Sign me up.
I have smelled your tentacles, Mosey. That would not be a good idea.
What do you mean? My tentacles smell fine. They smell like... Oh, yeah. Actually, never mind. Ooh, wow.
Hoping Donna decides to come out soon. We are ready to get this butterfly show on the road.
Maybe Donna doesn't want to come out.
What do you mean?
Maybe Donna is a little nervous and scared about becoming a butterfly.
But why? What's not to love about being a butterfly?
Maybe Donna likes being a caterpillar. Maybe Donna doesn't like changes. Maybe she prefers things to stay the same and be as expected, and maybe she doesn't like it when things suddenly show up like an extra eye on her face.
And maybe we're not talking about Donna anymore.
Well, I understand how Donna feels. Everything outside of that chrysalis will be new and different for her, even her own body.
Well, when you put it like that...
Coach Butterfly, aren't you even a little bit nervous?
Of course, we all are. But we're all so excited. It's kind of complicated.
Oh.
We're scared, and we're excited and sad to be leaving our home. But happy to be on an adventure. We'll miss all this beautiful milkweed, but I know we'll find new plants with even more delicious nectar.
Whoa, you are feeling all the feels, aren't you, Coach?
All of them at once, my friend. All of them at once. It's a big day. So, Donna, honey, you take your time. The girl with the funny eye is right. These changes can be overwhelming. But just know that we will all be here for you when you're ready.
And that includes me. Funny little eye and all.
Flip, did you just take off your star blockers?
Yes, I did.
I am so proud of you. And I love your new little eye.
Are you crying, Mosey?
I'm not crying. You're crying.
No, I'm not.
You are too. I can see it.
No, that's just a mucus secretion. It's actually a normal part of the ocular maturation process.
Man, you really know how to break the mood.
Speaking of breaking, here comes Donna, everybody!
Hi, Donna.
Hello, Donna. It's very nice to finally meet you.
You too. I heard you guys talking. I think your new eye is beautiful. I have to come out and see it for myself.
Isn't it just the cutest little thing?
It's the perfect re-birthday present.
Re-birthday? Wow!
To be a butterfly is so hard to imagine. From egg to caterpillar to chrysalis then hatching.
And then to migrate across the whole continent, they're passing.
You can say that for transformation, we butterflies have a talent.
Oh, when I think it through, for us it is the same.
That's right.
Every day brings changes we all go through. But you still are who you are,
and you get to be yourself.
And still get to be different too.
It's time for celebration.
We got to see the great monarch butterfly migration.
And some of us got to see it with new eyes.
Yes, we did. Monarch butterflies are amazing earthlings that go through incredible changes over the course of their lives.
I know, right? They become teenagers and grow wings and start tasting stuff with their feet.
And they make an incredible 3,000-mile journey through three different countries every year.
No one on Earth knows for sure how exactly these little earthlings with cool wings know where to go when they migrate. They just do!
Our friend Donna started out as a tiny larva on a plant leaf in Canada, and she wound up living as a beautiful monarch butterfly in a forest in Mexico.
Yep. Life is full of crazy changes sometimes, but you adjust and adapt, especially when you have a big family of butterflies.
Or an interstellar space pal.
Oh, thanks, Flip.
I like your new horn, by the way.
Thanks, Wait, what new horn? Do I? Oh, Krasnitz, I just bought a new hat!
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean? Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding-Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our names.
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... What does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including
Jacob Stein and Jason Rabinowitz.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw
and David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. Ha! And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time...
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat. It's time to
to take it back.
It's DJ Fuse.
Baby, scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic adventures unfold.
Once upon a beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
Oh, we used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit.
When classic tales and hip hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Who's Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat.